What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and it is the end of the month. It's Video Game Bang, and that means we are bringing to you a special segment of the show where we are going to pay homage, whatever you want to call it, to our Patreons. If you go to patreon.com/videogamebang, you can help support the show with a monthly donation, and once a month, we pay tribute to the people. We have other incentives, too. You can go check those out, but today we're focusing on them. After the break, we have another game. It's going to be awesome. It's our first time playing it. I think you guys are going to enjoy that. We're going to have the news, and then we're going to talk about all sorts of things that you want to hear about. Avengers coming out tomorrow. Saw Butterfield might be the new Spider-Man. Microsoft is bringing HoloLens to E3. We're talking about ESPN controversy. What? People are freaking out because they put video games on a sports channel. So we're going to talk about that and whether we agree with it. You can follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang if you want to hang out. We do giveaways on our Twitch, twitch.tv/videogame_bang, with our live show on Saturdays. Aaron does a great job hosting those shows. We're really thankful for those of you who show up to be a part of that. We have a lot to cover this week, so gird your loins, because this week it's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and it is Video Game Bang, episode 81, I believe. Maybe. I just took a random guess. I think it might be episode 81. Thanks for joining us. I think it's a pleasure for you to be listening to this, as it is a pleasure for me to be doing this for you. Joining me on this magic carpet ride is my good friend, co-host. For over 2 years, we've been doing this. Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
Aaron?
What?
You have some explaining to do.
My actions don't need explaining.
Okay. In that case, we're going to move.
In the same situation, I would repeat the same actions.
If we were soda, he'd be Dr. Pepper. Aaron Carter.
No.
No?
I don't even like
God,
Dr. Pepper.
Man.
Even if I don't even drink soda. But if I did, I don't even like Dr. Pepper. That wouldn't even...
I would say either like Sprite or root beer.
Sprite,
Sprite is racist.
The only two ones that I like.
You do drink root beer?
Root beer and Sprite. There it is.
Sprite or root beer.
Moving right along, joining us back to second week on the show, right? I see so many faces, I forget. You were on the show last week, right?
Was I?
I think I had the soundboard and... Was it... Were you?
Oh, I tried to erase it.
Yeah.
Because that segment was
stupid. I apologize. Soundboard is not making its return this week. I'm going to let it cool off for a little while. But if we were a soda, he'd be Sprite or root beer. Steven Gutierrez.
Incorrect. Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Wild Cherry Pepsi? Coke. I'm a Wild Cherry Pepsi fan.
Nah.
Also incorrect.
What?
You're going to go with those damn Spanish.
The Mexican soda.
You racist son of a bitch.
Those Mexican
that
sodas.
That is Noel.
Cindrel Mundet.
Whatever those ones that come in orange.
Manzanita Soul.
The Doritos.
Oh, Doritos. Yeah. The bottled ones.
You racist bastard.
The Doritos.
The Doritos.
He would be a Dorito. Yes.
And then also joining us back on the show, he was over here last night with Aaron Carter, and they played Tyrion.
And they
Tyrion
also did it.
Lannister terrible. Odyssey.
Anally.
Terrible.
Yeah, they were on one last night. If he was a soda, he'd be Diet Coke.
Gross.
What? Right?
Gross. I hate diet anything.
Really? Yeah,
diet soda is pointless.
I really know nothing about
you. You know nothing.
I get the vibe of like
that's what I get from
orange
him.
And strawberry soda from.
So you think he's fruity?
I hate strawberry soda.
He's
I like orange
Dew.
Soda though.
Yeah, I was like orange.
He's clearly Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Baja Blast.
That tastes like Windex.
That's high praise.
I like.
Is it?
I like Mountain Dew.
Baja Blast. Oh,
what? No, I'd rather take like.
Do you know who else
red. Pepsi Blue?
Do you know who else likes orange soda?
Baja.
Do you know who else likes orange soda?
Kel
loves orange soda.
Wow.
Kel's dead to the world, everybody.
After that movie,
he's not on Saturday Night Live, is he? No,
no, he's not.
No, it's just Keenan.
It's Keenan.
Keenan Ivory
and his soul is slowly dying.
Yeah.
Because he's in a sea of white people.
I am your host. I don't know. Aaron, why don't you give me one? You're Coke, so good at this.
Shasta Coke.
Shasta?
Shasta.
Yep.
Shasta. And who's real Coke?
Not even.
There is no real Coke.
Okay. We have
there
been...
is no spoon.
We have been extremely active on Twitch, people. So go to twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We just started a new segment last night. I thought it went pretty well. It was called Tabletop Tuesday, as we mentioned a little bit before. Aaron Carter and David Webb played Terrain?
Terrain Odyssey?
I think it's Terrain Odyssey, yeah.
Terrain Odyssey, which is like
different terrains.
Yeah.
And it was...
It's an Odyssey.
Was it? I don't know. It didn't seem... It seemed like you guys were comparing it to a video game.
Yeah. It feels like an RPG turn-based fight encounter. Like,
yeah.
It's very... you can tell that this guy played a lot of, you know, JRPGs in his lifetime.
And you level up.
Yeah, you level up. You gain new abilities. And, yeah, it's dope.
It's a cool game.
So, they played that last night. It was about 3-hour stream. We actually took a different approach. We actually had... I sat this one out and just did producing duties, and it is a lot of damn work. Like, as I was setting up this show and you guys got here, I was like, oh crap, I gotta go upstairs and set up the computer, then I gotta... Wait, no, that's all I gotta do, set up the computer. Like, the Twitch stuff is so much more labor-intensive than this podcast.
Sorry, Aaron, thinking about getting, I think it's very easy.
Because you don't set up anything. Aaron sits there on his... high horse.
He shows
as
up.
These two are sitting there kind of organizing the game and kind of reading through the rules. I'm running things and setting things up. Aaron's wanting me to get him water, and he's...
I didn't say nothing of the sort. What I need to imaginary set, land were you living
I need
in?
The camera needs to be
Odyssey.
At the perfect the angle.
He was in the Terrain Odyssey.
Corey, you just have to do it for 400 years, and then yeah. We'll call it even.
Okay.
No, and so, then you're forgetting the extra 100 years of... just downright hating people, you know, of that color.
We'll talk about Baltimore a little bit later.
and then, yeah, another 20 years of just randomly killing them as we're the police. And then we'll see what happens next.
What was it, David? Do you remember specifically what it was? Didn't he have some asinine request? Like, I was doing three different things at one point, and then
think
he was
very
like,
hard.
I have a headache.
I don't remember if it was a specific thing, but I think you were doing one thing. He's like, "Why are you doing this? Like, why are we having that camera angle?" You're like, "I'm not done yet."
Yeah, he asked for things.
I don't even remember that.
He's bitching.
I don't think he was
bitching about overlays while I'm trying to set up cameras, and then when I
no,
moved,
yeah,
when
that
I moved,
was the thing. Okay.
When I moved to cameras,
that's,
he's
that's
wanting
what
me
it
to
was.
Do his
that's
overlay,
what you're thinking
yeah.
about the overlay, yeah, because it was just too. Camera angles. And
I'm like dripping sweat running up and down the stairs grabbing this equipment while these two sit on their asses. Being a producer's hard.
So then if we had helped, that stream would have went like 5 hours because we still had to learn the game.
Yeah.
We didn't learn the game.
It took an hour for us yeah. to read the instructions and then like another hour to play the first game.
It was fun though. I enjoyed it. Overall, once we got going, the chat was actually really fun. We had like at least about 10 people the entire time, which is pretty cool for us.
Yeah.
New people, new faces, new subscribers. So if you want to hang out with the crew and have some fun, twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Other things to promote, nerdreactor.com. You can go there. We have a lot of stuff coming up from us. David Webb has been writing a lot for Nerd Reactor.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are your specialties thus far?
I really like writing about tech, actually. I did an article on the new LG G4. That was pretty cool. And then about the Microsoft Build conference today. Talked about all the stuff we learned.
You've been writing a lot,
yeah.
too, because you also had some articles about... What did you have? You had some entertainment stuff, too.
Yeah, wrote an article about how Agent Coulson isn't going to be... At least he's not going to be in Age of Ultron. And...
makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's too busy in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But
yeah.
if he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
You think there's
going to
be a
sense.
S.H.I.E.L.D. in Age of Ultron?
See, that's why I don't know, is how is that going to...
Is Sam Jackson
going to
be in the movie?
Yeah, Sam Jackson's in it.
But he's not part of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore, right? He's, like, doing his underground thing. Is that where he left off on Cap?
Yeah, I think so. I think they...
He burned...
Nerd Reactor has a review for Age of Ultron already up?
I'm avoiding reviews like the play.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast.
It is Avengers Age of Ultron Eve. Like, we get to go see this movie tomorrow night. So I've really... Every time I see anything, I turn my head away from the TV. I don't want to see no more commercials. I want to know nothing. I want complete ignorance going into this one. Which
they all die at the end. Ultron wins.
Ultron wins.
Plot twist.
Destroys the Earth, and it's just robots inhabiting everybody.
Civil War is just a bunch of Ultrons.
Just skull raping everybody.
Fighting each other.
The red ones versus the blue ones.
Yeah.
What else we got? Patreon.com if you want to help support the show. As I mentioned before, us doing the video stuff, it's hard. And we have a long ways to go to get our equipment up to snuff to match some of these other people we're seeing out there. So if you want to help support the show, improve the quality, you can go to patreon.com/videogamebang. Aaron and I made a video where we explained Patreon and where the money would go and all that kind of stuff. You can go there and check that out. We want to say thank you to all of our current patrons who we're going to pay tribute to on this very show because it is, of course, the end of the month. And we are going to pay tribute to our patrons. Other than that, Twitter, @videogamebang. Facebook.com/videogamebang. YouTube, The Video Game Bang, where you misogynists can go yell at us for our for my feminism, apparently.
Wow, wow. You still a little salty on that.
Yeah, you know what I am.
I just got to that part in the show.
That's sad.
A little behind, huh?
Yeah, I listen to it when I go to work. I've been off the past 2 days, so.
Actually, I don't know what happened. Like, we had that one blow up with the...
The Badger.
With the Honey Badger. Supporters, and then the next episode, no controversy, but views are just right up there with that one. So people take who it. Are going there Run will take it. It thank you
thank you
pass it along to your friends,
you know,
and yeah,
if you like us, support us.
Yeah,
if you hate us, support still support us.
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot to cover. We got, of course, the Age of Ultron coming out tomorrow. We had the big Microsoft Builders Conference today, and this summer for Video Game Bang is going to be freaking crazy. I just put in all my vacation time, Aaron. I had to take about 80 hours of vacation.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
For, I guess, E3 and Comic-Con and...
Wizard World. I already bought my Comic-Con ticket.
For Wizard World?
Yeah, Wizard World.
Wizard World here, whatever.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
We'll see. I'll be able to...
It's
going to
be huge. It's going to be huge.
The one here, yeah. And I tell you, we did submit our panel request.
I wonder if they're going to get back to us in time.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to put in a word to our friend Janice Davis, and we'll see where it goes.
Isn't Macy going out around with them now?
She did the... Yeah, Macy Rose, she's like going our friend, was at the Las Vegas as a featured cosplayer.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, she met a lot of the Walking Dead cast, too.
Her Walking Dead, like, I forgot what they're called.
No school.
Real
they're
guys.
They're just like, they're incredible, man. Just...
Bump tradition. Okay, whatever. Do what you feel, I guess.
Well, you know, and
it's America.
It's working.
Yeah.
My opinion, I love Macy Rose. Like, she's been awesome to the show. She's been working with the real guys cosplay a lot. And I hope she's not using them as a crutch because she's so good. She can go solo. Like, she's clearly the Justin Timberlake of that NSYNC.
Oh, you mean that particular group?
Yeah, because they only do The Walking Dead, I think.
Okay, I thought you meant
but she still, like, posts pictures of her other stuff.
She has her little side projects, but I want to see
more. I don't
think
it's, like, holding her back, but I think them together is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as that show is running.
Yeah.
They're
Walking Dead goes out of business, they're all going to
everybody dies.
Tomorrow is canceled, and...
they're like, all right, I guess we're...
All right, guys, we're Seinfeld again. Everybody dress up.
Basically, yeah. And then she's just kicked out the group.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Macy. We already have a Kramer.
It's classic.
But no, they all do a good job.
They do a phenomenal
There's
job.
Some hotties in that group.
You know what? That girl who looks like... what's her name?
Rosita?
No, not Rosita, even though she's a cutie, too.
Who's Rosita?
You talking about...
Oh, my gosh. What's her name?
Damn it. Why do I want to say Megan or something?
Lori.
No, not Lori.
Glenn's wife.
Glenn's wife. Oh, man. Right on the tip of our tongues. And what you playing?
What you
know what?
What you playing?
That's the first time I've consciously listened to the What You Playing theme song in months. And that is a goofy freaking song.
Are you saying it's time for a redo?
I think we need to remix that. Aaron, you got it? Can you write a rap for that?
I'll drop a beat.
That's racist.
I don't write raps.
I thought you write raps.
You don't write raps?
Do not write raps.
All right. Well, if you don't write raps, you might want to start because we're going to rap about video games. And we're going to start with Steven Gutierrez. What you been playing?
I have to say it as a rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's.
I'm just gonna be. I'm gonna pull a Drake right here.
For the people of Baltimore.
Do not do that.
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2. Handsome Jack.
Yeah, and then I played Hearthstone on my phone.
Is it a battery drain, as everyone says it is?
You know what? I wasn't really paying attention. I only played one match.
Did you get?
And I went from like 80% to 70.
Do you get a free pack for playing on your phone?
Yeah, you do. You have to complete one.
All right, gonna log on.
One round. I haven't tried online though. I've only played the solo adventures.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, I got a free pack from that. I haven't tried to see how like it'll keep up with like lag issues and stuff.
Yeah, and trying. You know, you're playing against someone who's on their 2G somewhere often. Right. Yeah.
Somebody on their metro.
Someone in Baltimore.
Getting beat by your mother.
I don't know.
Why do you keep looking at him? You said Baltimore and then you turn and look at Aaron.
I have a feeling Aaron wants to talk about it.
Ray Lewis is going to come and
I don't care. It's the same freaking cycle of stuff.
Is it just me or is this like police brutality stuff happened more times since we started this show than it ever did before? Do you think we're causing this in some weird way?
It's always been happening.
Has it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was Rodney King. And then, like, nothing for a while.
Now, what do you mean, nothing for a while?
I mean, nothing, like, that was starting riots.
You mean
all the
nothing
time.
That was in the news?
Yeah, there you go.
We've had, like, three riots.
You know what changed? It was cell phones and cameras on every cell phone now. That's what changed it. So now media is quicker out.
It's just too bad. Why the internet. Didn't happen?
It's the same thing with, like, the argument I make with video games. Like, I don't like how there's meta for everything. You know, people go online and find. Because it's information is that quick now with the internet. Well, now people know brothers are getting shot and killed.
The internet is just
like
hotcakes. Society.
Yeah,
I want to go back.
Do you
to
shoot
the days,
and kill hotcakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
I want to go back to the days where Happy Meals were Happy Meals, man. Have you seen a Happy Meal lately?
No. What the hell?
What kind of transition was that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the past, and I just wanted to talk about Happy Meals. All right, it's my show. I can do that.
All right, whatever.
And now we're done with the segment about Happy Meals and moving on to David Webb. What you been playing?
Heroes of the Storm.
Exclusively?
Yeah, pretty much, actually. Yeah.
Who are you playing as?
I've been playing as Raynor.
Okay, that's the shooter stuff.
Because that's who I started playing, and I got really used to like his moves.
Did you buy him?
You should try the other guy.
The machine gun guy?
Tychus. Yeah,
I did. Good. I tried him, and I think he's going to be the next one I buy. Because I played him. I did random, and I got him. And I was like, okay, I'll try this guy. And he's good. I like how you could follow.
Yeah, that Gatling gun, that scales that most people down.
I'm just like, I'm just mowing over people.
Did you buy Raynor?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the rotation feels too shallow. It feels like in League when I'm playing... I don't know the number of characters they give you, but it always feels like there's more.
Yeah, there's only like five.
Well, you gotta think too, Heroes of the Storm doesn't have that many characters out right now.
And since
it's
still in beta, like why wouldn't they just like double it to 10 to make the matches more unique? Because you can tell that a lot of people playing are just like us and only using mainly the free characters because you just always see those free characters in just about every match you play. I don't know. It's just frustrating.
You're always teamed up with the same. Except I always see Diablo, and I haven't played as Diablo. Like, I haven't seen Diablo as available yet.
I like Diablo.
I haven't seen him either.
Let's see. So, Heroes of the Storm.
I always get Lili or whatever.
I tried doing support as Lili.
Shit's hard.
It is hard, but I actually kind of like it. I was like, I could do this.
That means inside you're a natural nurturer. There you go.
Just breastfeeding the world.
Yep.
And right. I'm done
That's
playing
what I
Heroes
do.
Of the Storm.
That image is burned in your mind forever.
All right, David, put your boob back in your shirt. We're moving on to Aaron.
All right.
Aaron.
Terrain Odyssey.
Okay, you played. Okay, I guess it is what you're playing.
It's kind of like a video game. I mean.
You ever been playing any games, though, besides that?
You shot a video while you played it, so I guess technically it's a video game.
Video game. I play some old Nintendo games.
Are you going to let your old, this new project out of the bag, or are you saving this for a future announcement? This is VGB behind the scenes talk.
Well, I'm gonna do a project called, well, it's just tentative title. It's Retro with My Bro, where I'm going to take him through my history of video games that I actually owned and see how he reacts to them. These old school games. That's why I got to play Kung Fu on the NES, which is literally just going left or right, kicking or punching as enemies.
Is it based off the TV show?
No, it's not. It's its own IP.
I like this.
It's a separate IP.
I like this premise. It's hot right now because I've seen those kids react to like.
But this is what I'm going for too.
These kids are terrible.
This is what I'm reaching for. He's very good at video games. He's stupid good at zombies, Call of Duty Zombies. Okay. Like, he makes it to crazy high levels with his, you know, his group. Like I said, he was once a silver in League of Legends. And I try to play these old games, and they're like freaking Bloodborne. It's like freaking difficult because they're so simplistic, and they're the frame rates are kind of crappy. So it's like, all right, so I'm going to start them off with the Nintendo era, and then we'll move to the Sega Genesis and so forth.
And I like everything about this except the name.
That's why I said tentative title. Okay, I don't like the name either.
You got to include the bang somewhere. So banging with my bro, or two bros banging.
No, I'm not doing that whatsoever.
Well, you realize his brother is underage, correct?
That's terrible.
What? That's the name of the show.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It can be a spinoff.
Come on, I guess.
Video Game Bang presents Aaron Carter and Brother and Sons.
My brother and me? Should I start with that theme? And then we'll just do the theme song from My Brother and Me on Nickelodeon? That's terrible.
I like you this show.
Up for could have been My Cousin Skeeter.
That was all right because it had Megan Good in it.
There you go. Megan Good.
Boom.
And the guy that died, right?
No, that dude's alive.
The guy that played Cyborg?
No, that wasn't him.
That wasn't him?
No, that wasn't him. Another black guy. Black guys don't all look alike. How dare you?
Wow, Steven, terrible.
Gosh, Steven's turned
Baltimore.
Hashtag Baltimore.
Corey's been saying Baltimore jokes the whole time.
Hey, I mean, I'm relevant, man. I'm just keeping the issues alive.
I'm just saying. So his brother
he's just spreading the word.
He dropped the hard J when he said Jew. whoa, man. You can't just say.
Corey, what have you been playing?
Well, thank you for asking. Let's see. Bro. I've been playing Smidges of Mortal Kombat still. The light is starting to burn out. I turn on the game, I play like a match or two, and I think, why am I still doing this? And then I turn it off. I'm looking forward. I just bought a few new games that I need to start playing. I bought Civilization V. It was on sale on Amazon. $13.
Okay.
And I got a buddy of mine who's been really into that, and we've always like hypothetically talked like, oh, I'd kick your ass in Civ. No, I'd kick your ass. So, like, no, well, so now we're going to actually go and play some competitive
Gandhi
Civilization.
Gandhi's going to kick your ass.
More than likely.
Gandhi.
Which was some bull that they made Gandhi OP in the Xbox version.
He's like, a douche.
Didn't we play like the computer against
him? Yes, you want to trust him.
And he was incredibly difficult.
Then all of a sudden he just like, oh, I've got the largest army. You thought I was
nonviolent?
You would
like team up and like try to take him out.
I'm nonviolent.
He'd
laugh
in your face and just take you out.
My millions of soldiers.
The sir meditates as your ass gets whooped.
He said, I don't like listening to gunshots. I'll meditate.
He's just like, I also bought Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U. It was on sale over at Gamers Funk Lab. They had a major, like, we got robbed sale. It was pretty crazy.
How'd that tournament go?
Didn't go. Nobody went, actually. David was busy.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, no, I thought you meant it didn't happen.
Oh, no, it definitely happened.
Oh, it happened, but
they raised over $300 to help support the Gamers Funk Lab's fees. Yeah, because getting robbed is expensive. The people that got in damaged the door, they damaged the wall, some of the casings, they destroyed an entire point of sale system. So they had to replace all that stuff, you know, the deductibles for the insurance and all that. So to help them out, Jay Gist from the Capital Fight District decided to start a raffle, and he raised over $300.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's cool that the community's coming together.
It's pretty sweet.
I think that ends what you're playing. Good job, everybody. Kudos. Extra points. Before we get to the break, we're going to introduce a new game. This game has been sweeping the nation, and it's only right that Video Game Bang capitalize on it.
Why am I scared?
Because
he's introducing it, that's why.
No, this is already a well-established game. And actually...
So we're stealing now?
No, I mean, I established it in my head. At least 24 hours.
That's why you
crazy
should be
madness. Yes. Okay.
This is the Video Game Bang Brain Bang. I don't have a theme song yet.
Is that the tentative title?
I hope it's the tentative
title. Yeah. Oh, we're off to a great start. We're already bashing
Please,
my
fans.
Ideas.
Give us a title.
This Hashtag new name.
This is, of course, the Video Game Bang Brain Bang. That's so beautiful. It rolls off the tongue.
It does
you guys talk? No.
It sounded like you said brain brain.
Brain brain.
Like not
yeah,
even
no, that's
brain.
The name of it.
The
it's,
Christmas episode
it's the video
all
game. No, that's what I said. It's the Video Game Bang Brang Brang. This is a game we're going to pair up. We're going to get into teams.
Holla at me, third shift. I'm ready to jump the ship. I'm ready to jump the boat. This is Titanic, and it's going down.
This is a game where we're going to work as a team. It's a co-op game. So I think it's only natural that we pair the whites versus the darkies.
This is
Baltimore. You want to go with this?
I would like to say that David Webb has no participation in this.
No, actually,
do not group me.
When the Klan started calling, David was like, "I can't believe, guys."
Mic drop. Out.
I don't
this
like
is not where up. I parked my car.
I don't like my sheets to have holes in them.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna leave, guys. Keep the pillowcase.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I don't need a
thread count, you bastards.
Well, when I said light versus darkies, I meant me and Aaron are both wearing black shirts, so we're going to be on the same team against David Webb and Steven. So we're going to see
It's kind of a dark blue.
It's lighter than ours. So, the way this game works.
Wait, way to try to turn it unracist.
I know. Is this why you sat the seats backpack this way?
Maybe.
Backpack. That's terrible.
No, we actually chose.
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm facing this way instead of being in the corner like I normally am, like that.
Yeah, that's,
like
that's totally why I put the chair there, Aaron. So basically what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Aaron, you do know you're at a disadvantage here.
When Aaron's on a team, I'm never at a disadvantage.
Except when you're paired with Corey.
I want to make a Twitter account, shit Aaron says.
You could.
There's already one of those. It's called Aaron's Twitter.
Aaron's Twitter.
So we're going to be playing the video game Bang Bang Bang. And what's going to happen is...
The worst.
This is video game themed, all right? So what's going to happen? Steven and David are on
a
team.
Wait, you know the rules. How could you be on a team? Now we're at a disadvantage.
There better not be any questions.
No, he's,
it's got to be
No questions.
All right,
questions.
Let him explain.
So what's going to happen is it's video game themed. I'm going to give you guys each 4 seconds to come up with a video game word. It could be anything. It could be a character. It could be a video game title. It could be a company, a feature. It could be anything video game related. We're going to count down from three. You guys are actually going to count down 3, 2, 1 together and say your word.
We each get one or?
Yeah, you guys each have a word that you're not going to tell each other. And then.
A word, not a phrase.
A word. Just one word.
Damn it.
Then in the second round, because there's no way you guys can get the same word. If you do, it's going to be you guys win everything and the show ends. Like we will stop the show and cash out our stocks and go home. So then you guys have to try and come up with a word in between what you two just said, something that they both have in common. So you go 3, 2, 1, say another word, and as long as it takes you guys, we'll go up to 4 rounds maybe, and you guys have to try and land on the same word. Make sense?
No.
Vaguely.
No. Aaron, do you kind of understand?
Vaguely. Yeah, I understand.
All right, let's try it. Aaron and I will go first then.
So something video game related.
Something video game related. So round number one, Aaron and I.
You have music for this?
No, not yet.
No.
All right. We need music for it, though. I'll talk to OG Mako and see what he can come
Let's
up.
Not do that.
You sure? All right, here we go.
Oh,
so Aaron and I are going to count down. 3.
You count it off.
No, we both count down.
Good Lord.
1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1. Sonic
Xbox.
The Hedgehog. Okay, so we got Xbox and Sonic the Hedgehog.
At least said one word.
Yeah.
Okay, Sonic. All right?
I know. Already done.
Ah!
Cash out Sonic. Socks, everybody.
So we have Sonic.
The Weekend Show will be here on time.
Sonic and Xbox. We need to try and think of a word that is in between those two. All right? Something that they both have in common. All right. So do you have a word?
Wait, can we repeat the same word?
No.
Okay.
It has to be different words.
You just keep saying Xbox.
So you keep going
until Corey gets the idea.
The same word.
Say Xbox. Jeez.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, you didn't do it.
I thought it was their turn.
No, no. We got to do it until we see how many rounds it takes.
Oh.
Right, and there's the brain.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Controller.
Okay,
did you say Saturn?
Sega?
He said Sega.
And controller.
You didn't even move closer to Xbox at all.
Well, I mean, Sega develops games for Xbox.
And
so I thought
Nintendo
maybe...
and the PlayStation.
Hey, you said controller.
Which is on...
When has there ever been a
everything.
Controller on Sonic?
If you guys were smart, you would have just said a Sonic title.
We gotta give you one word, remember?
Mm.
There it is.
Yeah, so after the break, we will not be finishing this game.
Alright, here we go, Aaron. So we have controller and Sega. controller and Sega. All right. 3, 2, 1. Dreamcast. You didn't have one.
No, I didn't.
We lose.
I didn't have one.
All right. We lost that round.
Dreamcast.
I don't know, man. I was hoping we'd get on the same path somehow. That's cool. How the game is played.
You kind of just went on with you guys. You didn't even meet in the middle.
Because the next thing I was going to say is buttons.
Oh, well.
And then that would have drove further and further away. That's what that would have done.
All right, let's move on. We failed our round. So let's see if we can get David Webb and Stephen Gutierrez.
All right,
here we go. Okay. Countdown.
Yeah. Hold on, it's just video game related.
Video game related, yep.
All right.
3, 2.
You guys both got to do it.
Hold on, it's one word.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Mario.
Games.
Mario games. So we have Mario from David Webb, games from Steven, all right? You guys have your next word?
Meet in the middle.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Nintendo.
Olympics.
What?
Damn it. Mario. Olympics. I was thinking Mario and Sonic Olympics. It's because it's Sonic thing.
I know, he didn't say Sonic.
Oh my gosh.
He said Mario, though.
I said Nintendo.
I was thinking Sonic. I was trying to meet in the middle.
All right. One more. You guys both got to count down.
I don't know what's worse.
Because
this,
it's kind of like
your bitch you guessed it. Like,
this is... Hey, bitch you guessed it is a staple of Video Game Bang.
To you.
Okay.
To the dozens of people who listen to this show.
All right.
Okay, so what do we got? Olympics and...
Wait, how is that even video game related? I said Nintendo.
Because it was
Nintendo and Olympics. I clearly have a way you can connect those.
Nintendo.
Here we go. Countdown.
Wait. What?
Countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Luigi.
All right, Steven is the worst game player ever. We got to go to break.
This game's stupid.
It's not stupid. You're stupid. We're going to be back with a lot more Video Game Bang and some news and maybe some Bang Bites. Stick around.
That's horrible.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Seicho bei Video Game Bang und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
X-Men and the Wolverine, or Wolverine and the X-Men.
What are we looking up?
Why? Nicktoons.
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 Corneal and Bernie.
Corneal and Bernie.
Speed Racer the Next.
I do remember them trying to reboot Speed Racer.
Do you remember a show called Huntick?
Why does it feel like that was on Cartoon Network, though?
They did have a Speed Racer on Cartoon Network.
Go Speed Racer.
This could just be all over the place.
Yeah.
What was Eek the Cat on? Fox, right?
Oh, shit. Eek the Cat. I think I remember playing a video game that was Eek the Cat.
Why?
Oh, we're back, everybody, and we are going to continue what we started. And this time, as Steven mentioned, because I like to listen to feedback, I added theme music.
Is this a Final Fantasy song?
I don't know what it is. We're probably going to get sued.
Or Castlevania.
So start saving your money to afford this lawsuit.
That's where you have Patreon.
Patreon.com. Help us get out of our legal troubles. So we had a pretty miserable round, but that was just practice.
That was the practice run.
I think that Steven and I came closer than you guys.
Horseshit. That's not what I was going to say, but it sounded like what I was going to say. So Aaron and I are going to take a second round.
We're trying this again?
We're going to try it again. This time with the creepy music.
You like to beat old horses.
I love to beat old horses.
Oh,
yep. Chris. So we're going to start this again. And you got to count together or you get disqualified. You have to say it at the same time or you lose. Because there are some...
Funyuns!
Very good. I like the enthusiasm. Good job, Steven.
I'm hungry.
All right, here we go, Aaron. We're going to get this going. We're going to get burned through this one, all right? Here we go.
Theme of our game.
Aaron?
hold on. I have to lock in an actual...
First part? It's the second.
All right.
They're plotting something. If they get it right too soon.
Ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Pokemon. All right. I think we have something.
All right.
There's only one answer here, Aaron.
There's only one.
It could only be one.
3, 2, 1.
Super Smash Brothers. Counts.
No.
Counts.
You were way off. You waited for him to say something.
No, I did.
Yes, you did. You did that freaking Rochambeau shit where you wait until they say it.
No.
They throw down what they're going to say.
Whatever.
And then you put your freaking thing.
Let's see what you guys did. Who have been over there plotting and planning this whole time.
Whatever, dude. It's
not our turn. You have to get it in two turns.
It's not two turns.
Well, because me and him got it in
two. Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, here we go. You guys got to do the countdown.
Okay, you ready?
Look at each other in the eyes.
Say muscular
focus.
Beaver.
Ready? Three.
You gotta count, two, Steven.
One.
No. Count together.
One.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Clash.
Plans.
That was...
You ready?
Yeah.
Three.
That was cheating.
Two, one. Plans.
Up.
Oh.
So they've already lost.
You guys lose. You guys still lose.
You can't say the same thing.
Well, I thought we were both going to say clash.
Clans.
I thought we were both going to say Clash the first time. I said Clash.
This just goes to show you people listening at home. Cheating never pays off. Aaron and I, we did it
right. You cheated, so clearly it does pay off.
How did we cheat?
Because you did the Rochambeau technique.
All right. Let's do this again.
The Rochambeau technique.
Yeah, no, that was it. We just got that.
He did the Rochambeau technique.
Oh, you're ending it now that you guys are ahead. I see.
We got our feet wet.
I'd give it to him because this game is stupid. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's what losers
do. We don't want to be associated with a game like this.
Okay, then I guess I won't have you guys back over to play this game. It'll just be me and Aaron sitting
in the
dark.
It's going to be you by yourself, because even Aaron's uninterested. Look at him. Aaron literally just staring at his phone.
For the folks at home, he's...
They just put up pictures of Ben Affleck in a colorful Batman suit.
Oh, really?
Is it
technicolored rainbow type?
No. Like, how he would look with the suit...
Multicolored?
Like brighter now.
Did someone brighten this up, or is this legit?
Oh, is this like that?
I think it's somebody may have made
this. Is
this
like that Superman thing where they took...
Somebody is. Oh, I think somebody made it themselves.
Now, where they took that clip from Superman and they added color back to it.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And now, am I the only one who thinks
Technicolor.
They released that Jared Leto picture in hopes that everyone would be like, oh my god, yeah, that's so badass. He's got tattoos, he's damaged.
Yeah,
like
that's
me.
What they did.
And then when everyone revolted, they're like, just kidding.
It's just promotion.
Just promotion.
He's not going to have the tattoos.
Yeah, look at this picture.
Wait, they
no
went
tattoos.
Back on the tattoos?
Yeah, they went back on.
That's funny because they somebody, like, I was looking at the tweets, and then somebody took the picture of it and just, like, photoshopped all the tattoos off. And it was like, there, I fixed it. You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah.
Calm down.
What do you think? Do you think it was really meant to be tattoos and then they switched it after the backlash?
I think
it was early enough?
I think it was. And it was Leto's idea because he's like, I want to make my own. Think how, what's the other guy? The other Joker.
Heath Ledger?
How Ledger wanted to do his own Joker away from every other Joker. And he
but
did.
His was good.
No, well, but I could have swore people backlashed about his thing, too.
I backlashed about the announcement of him being it, because his movie track record wasn't anything
I
that was going to live
Tale
up.
Was genius.
Was that indicative of what a Joker would be?
He didn't make jokes in it.
Stop it. You're done.
I think, it was like a promotion. Because imagine the other way around. What if they released that picture and everyone was like, oh my god, that's so badass. He's cool. We love Juggalos.
They would with it.
They
just kept going.
They would have kept rolling.
You
got to
do
it.
What people love, because then they'll go see your movie.
Then why? If
everybody
are they
hates
making,
it, they're not going to see
why
it.
Why are they making this Batman Superman movie then? Why are they not putting Barry Allen from the TV show in the movies? Like, you'd think that would garner enough
attention.
They
want to be separate.
That's so dumb.
They want to be. You know what's funny is, like, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine at work, and he was like, you know, the Suicide Squad, where is it? It's its own universe. They're not connected.
They are connected.
They can't be, because you're taking all these villains and
you
haven't established a Batman thing, like Superman's
you're saying,
villains
okay,
and stuff like that.
Mean.
You can't.
Yeah, I you mean in the movie world, they're not connected. Like in the
movie world.
Okay.
Yes, no. That's what's weird. It's like, okay.
You're just throwing out separate movies. And
that's why I was like, how is this Batman that's supposed to be, like, in The Dark Knight Returns, Batman in the comic book The Dark Knight Returns, the Batman that they portray there is, like, in his 50s. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, this Batman is going to be in his 40s, I think. That's, you know, still speculation. I don't know. But you see, still see all that gray on Ben Affleck's head. and they still want to do Justice League movies, so that means we're just going to get an old Batman each
old
time?
Old Batman, you whippersnappers!
Like, what the hell is that? Why wouldn't you... That's so stupid to me. That's so dumb. I don't have any really faith that these Justice League movies will, one, get made, and two, be any good.
What about the change in Mr. Fantastic's abilities? Did you read about that?
In the movie?
Yeah.
What did they change? I haven't read about that.
Yeah, I haven't read that.
He's not actually stretching himself, more that he's stretching the environment around him to stretch. Yeah.
How does that... What?
I don't know why they would do that. Why wouldn't they just make him stretchy? Stretch Armstrong.
I don't know if I put that in the show notes. Maybe one of the Bang Bites, but they're ending the Fantastic Four
with
comic
this?
Book.
Oh, good. It's like, just shoot, take the dog out, shoot it.
They literally are. They're about to do the last Fantastic Four.
Thank God.
Just get the rights back.
Yeah, that'll be the only way they can get the rights back. It might take a long time. They might have.
Fox is a stubborn bastard. X-Men and now Fantastic Four, they're not going to let it go.
I think they would let it go if imagine if there's no comic books or new Marvel lore to go with Fantastic Four.
They're not going off
the lore
anyway.
Yeah, they're just pulling shit out of their ass anyway.
It's partial Ultimates.
Well, this movie.
Yeah, the movie is Ultimates.
Hopefully it's going to flop anyways. So
you know it's not
good. No, because it's special
effects.
People are
going to go see it.
Just like how people loved the friggin' X-Men Academy or the First Class
or
whatever.
I'm not going to be a big fan of this Batman Superman movie, but I'm going to see it. I know I am. Because I'm curious in how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
In the theaters?
No, never that. Okay. No. Why would I? No.
Yeah,
that's the difference between
red
me and Aaron.
Box.
I'm
Aaron,
a movie
we will
goer.
Red box
I will
it.
Go to,
Aaron,
I will
wait
till
wait.
It comes out on VHS and then
we
I'll
have
watch it.
We're going to kick into another segment here. We're going to get back into the news and all that good stuff. But we'd like to take the last show of the month and pay tribute to our loyal patrons who we are so grateful for. So the least we can do is give them a shout out on our show. Yeah, you hear it. And we choose a different theme each month. Last month, you can go back, it was porn music, and we gave everybody a porn-themed shout-out. And this month, we're doing 80s hip-hop. So, pump up your sneakers. Is that 90s?
This is definitely not 90s.
No, with pumping up the sneakers.
Yeah, that was 90s.
That was 90s.
Pumps!
Put out your cardboard, and Aaron, you were there. What did you guys do in the 80s?
Definitely.
What did you guys do in the 80s?
Was not there. And this is not a song from the 80s.
Really?
It came out in 1979.
Oh, that's 80s. Come on.
1979.
But 79 is practically the 80s.
No.
No, 1980 is practically the 80s because it's,
80.
Yeah. 81 is the 80s, but 79 is 70s.
Okay, well, we're going to do
in the name.
A 70s hip-hop themed... Wow, you really just threw a wretch. A wretch. You threw a wretch in this. We're going to start off with Mr. Eddie Villanueva Jr. So I'm going to try and do a little rap. How about that?
Please don't.
What is up with you in bad segments?
For the love of Baltimore.
Hey, Eddie, you're a pretty cool guy. Some might say that you're even fly. Thank you for your money. We really appreciate it.
And you're done.
That's it. That's good.
You know what? That was better than I thought it was going to go.
And you know
why?
I'll
say that.
You know why the standards are so high? Because he's a white guy.
All right. So that was Mr. Eddie Villanueva Jr. Thank you so much. We'll move on. It's Aaron's turn.
I don't even know where the list at.
Yeah, where's the list?
Yeah, I don't.
You go to patreon.com and look at the list. Here, you can see it.
Okay.
Are you going to write a rap?
Thanks for the money, Alexander Bags. You are a great contributor to the show and a great patron. Thank you very much.
You couldn't even throw in groovy or something like that?
Groovy.
There you go.
Okay, Captain Old.
Yeah. All right. Steven, your turn.
Thank you, Steven Gutierrez, for being one sexy son of a bitch.
He can do that, I guess. He's on there.
Well, you didn't say I had a pick.
I didn't see who. Yeah, I didn't know you were on there.
All right.
Because I thought we were
another one. You want me to do another one?
Is that not fair? Yeah, do one more.
Hold on, I can't.
He's like, hold on, I can't see it.
Thank you, Crystal Hunt, for being one sexy son of a bitch.
All right, go ahead. Your turn, David.
Thank you, Adam. You're awesome.
This really goes against everything the segment stands for.
Wow. It's just like the 70s.
Is it? Is
that, yeah. Is this you're groovy. The 70s? You're groovy, Adam.
From the 70s. Wow.
It's shagadelic.
Both Adams.
All right. Hello, Eric Yakeyama. I hope nobody talks about your mama. Thank you for being a contributor to the show. And that's... I appreciate it. See, that's how it's supposed to
your
go.
Your soul that, dies that, a little bit
that's
every
rap.
Time.
That is...
That is rap.
That is crap.
The worst.
That is how you rap, Saren. Thank you, Eric Akiyama. I rhymed Akiyama with mama.
I'm going to go seven.
You butchered that. Wait, we understand.
No, you guys,
but you did.
You guys get that? Okay. That's how raps work.
That's how raps work?
Yeah. You rhyme things and you kind of say it to a rhythm, especially in 80s rap. Or 70s rap, sorry. Go ahead, Aaron. 79. Who's next?
Stephen Hellier. Hellier? I don't know how to say your name. Sorry.
Hollow Monkey.
Thanks for all your support from day one on the wall. And now he's giving us a little green.
Hello, Monkey. You're the man.
Let's
no one can tell you what you can not do because you're cool.
He's like killing.
I'm killing it. That's like a good thing, right?
Of music.
That's a good thing. Am I killing it?
No.
I am feeling myself right now, Aaron.
Please, somebody don't. I think riots are starting right now.
Sacramento riots.
All right, God. Go ahead, Steven.
All right, here we go. Gotta go. Look, far away. Wait, which David is the other? Okay.
Do that one.
Text me that link.
Thank you, Jennifer, for being a patron. We appreciate your hotness.
Hey, Jennifer, you're my mom, and I really appreciate all the money that you give us, because it's cool.
That's your mom?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Called your mom hot.
I just wanted to see how you're
going
to do that.
Win. I was going to say you sexy.
That's a lot better than what Aaron said last time. Yeah. Aaron said, let's make another Corey.
And we're working on it.
She's single, by the way, so it's all
no,
bad.
Because if he was part black, he would be better at raps.
Wow. Racism. All right, let's go, David.
Thank you, David. We have the same name. Corey doesn't know how to make a game, but you're awesome anyway.
Wow, and I'm bad? At least I have spirit.
I'm going to go ahead and say David's was better than yours.
Wow.
Mic drop.
I got and one. That's saying a lot because his was terrible.
Hey, Gondo, you're my friend. You're going to be there to the end because we've known each other for a really long time and you gave me a dime.
You and too many times. And
you can
this.
And in raps?
And?
Because rap so is known for their impeccable grammar.
You got to pull out your adjectives. All right. Good.
One of our biggest patrons to this day, Mr. Adam C. Well, we haven't seen him in a long time, actually, too.
We need
crazy.
To get him
he's
back, on the show.
Back on the show. Yeah. Thank you very much, Adam.
Hey, Adam C. That's the way to be with VGB. Two Ds, and you got two, and.
Does he have two Ds? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you, Adam.
We are losing patrons.
I bet you right. Double Ds, and can see.
We've only got, what, one more?
Who's the last one?
Mr. Ruiz.
All right, Adam Ruiz. Adam Ruiz, you're a cool dude. You play League of Legends. We do, too. You're kind of cool to hang out with, but you live all the way out in Texas.
Stretching.
Bam. See, well, I'm getting a little better.
What was Texas rhyming with?
You know, I kind of did one of those Kanye things. Where it's just like,
how dare you say you kind of did anything like Kanye.
Wow. All right, that is, of course, our segment where we pay tribute to our patrons.
Next month, we're going to get like a dollar.
So our next segment. Next segments.
Our next segment. Yeah, if you want to get rapped on or rapped about,
oh,
whatever
it
goes.
It's going to be an apology the next time. Sorry for the last time. We,
Adam, we're sorry. Jennifer, we're sorry.
That's awful.
We have a whole montage of sorries.
Your sister's not a patron yet?
Moving on. .org. Wow. Microsoft is bringing the HoloLens to E3 this year. At the beginning of the year, Microsoft announced its new augmented reality project called HoloLens. If you're eager to hear more about this interesting new technology, you won't have to wait long.
Just click the link below.
In addition to releasing a new YouTube channel for HoloLens, Microsoft revamped HoloLens website. They confirmed that augmented reality handset would be showcased at E3 this year, which will be held June 16th through the 18th in L.A. I will be there, and this will definitely be something I will wait in line for. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to wait in line and try this thing.
I'm excited for this technology. I like it better than virtual reality.
The augmented, you're more into that?
I like
the augmented is definitely better.
Because then everybody's Iron Man to me.
Yeah.
Just with this lens.
But, Aaron, we both tried... the Oculus.
Yeah.
It was freaking amazing.
Oculus.
But I think the augmented reality actually can get you up and about.
Yeah.
Some gamers are not going to like that.
Continue your life.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So you're excited at the capabilities beyond your four walls of your house.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see that as well.
I can see it just being a HUD.
And because
for life.
What's that game you guys were playing where you actually go out and tag yourself places to get points?
Oh, that alien game? You're like
Ingress.
Ingress.
Yeah, Ingress. Can you imagine that with like the HoloLens? That'd be
dope.
Sick. Instead of looking through the... Because currently you have to look through your phone, right?
Well, you kind of just look at your phone and it's kind of like a map to where you go. So it's just a glorified Google.
No, I think you can hold it up and it shows like the portal like above that statue. That. Yeah.
I have no idea what game this is.
Yeah, Nerd Reactor actually sent out an email for Ingress partnered with some one of those battery chargers, those battery packs you can take with you specifically for the game.
Because it drains the crap out of your battery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this. We will be at E3. We will be reporting on this. Each night of E3, we will put up a podcast episode.
Just think about it, Aaron. You can watch soccer, and they'll have the stats of the players floating in the air next to them.
If it doesn't have their stamina floating over their head, so we can meet.
If he could do that, like read.
Corey, the first thing you need to do when you're at E3, you put it on, the first thing you need to do is, Jesus wept!
Jesus wept!
It's going to be a lot of community.
Is it one of the new episodes?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get the reference.
Asaw Butterfield to play Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Question mark? No. Well, this is the only reason why I think they kind of thought that was, I mean, they want to go young, of course. Why did you watch?
I've seen
Ender's Game. Is that why you don't like him?
He's not a strong actor.
Not a strong actor.
I don't think he's a strong
actor. Looking at one of the Danimal brothers.
Danimal brothers
from the Go-Gurts. Zach and Cody's.
They were Danimal.
They were.
Yeah, they were like the spokesmen for Danimal's yogurt for a long time.
Before they lived the sweet life.
Well, I know.
While they were living the sweet life.
I believe in that one. That was a good one.
Why they were living the sweet life?
Sweet life of Go-Gurts.
Exactly.
Sweet Go-Gurt money.
That was actually the campaign push for the whole thing.
Was it?
No. That was,
now it's all about snack time and lunch.
Terrible.
Where's Frankie Muniz at? Maybe he could play a good Spider-Man.
He was in the middle.
He passed away, sadly.
He didn't?
Oh, yeah, he's a spy.
You didn't know that?
His career passed away.
Oh, wow.
That's jacked.
He was a spy.
I think he could today caught. Probably still play a good Spider-Man.
No, he can't.
You don't think so?
No. Hell no.
No.
I would not. I would stand up in the freaking theater and say, done.
Well, he's our age, isn't he?
I think so, but he
Frankie Muniz is like 60. He's got the same condition.
His hairline is 60. That's for sure.
And
that's what killed him.
You know what's wrong with that other kid from Ender's Game? Is he's 18 in real life.
But he looks
like he's
12.
He looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
And then that's why they cast, in movies, they cast like people in their 20s to play teenagers.
Yeah. All right. You like that? Would you? Okay, Steven is against it.
I'm going to say no, too.
I think they can find a better actor.
There's definitely better people out there.
Do you think that they'll use the fact that he's not a good actor and kind of play that off as the awkwardness? And just kind of use that in their favor?
I hope not, because I think whoever's bringing Spider-Man to life needs to be pretty funny. Like, they need to have good,
comedic sarcastic
chemistry.
Yeah.
That's why, that like, the choice when they said, like, Dylan O'Brien that actor. I don't know if you've ever seen like The Maze Runner or
was he the main guy in the
because I've seen he was on a show called Teen Wolf and he's hilarious. Like he's to me he's the show in that. And so I think his comedic chemistry, because he's one of those actors that kind of like his characters reflect himself.
Okay.
So he just plays himself basically?
Pretty much, yeah. But then he can also like act.
Oh, okay.
So he's talented and he's young. He's starting off. So I think he would fit that, the category of Spider-Man.
I saw a article, well, just a headline that was saying, could this be the next title of the Spider-Man movie? That Spider-Man, the new Avenger?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I like that too. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
They're
that
literally good. Just going in the direction that it should go.
Yeah.
You know, just make him the new rookie that gets on board and boom. Have the fans geek over it.
I would like to see them cast Spider-Man as not a huge actor already.
A new guy?
Kind of a new, fresh face.
Christopher Reeve-it?
For the reason. Actually, I wish they would go out and find like a good actor. Like, he does commercials or something. He doesn't have a life right now. No one knows his name. They choose this guy and they
remember
just...
that kid from the Mentos commercial?
They reach out to him and they say, here's a contract for so-and-so $1 million. You're not an actor. You are our actor and you're Spider-Man. You're not going to pursue other roles, and you're going to be in the Netflix shows. You're going to be in the movies. You're just going to be
a professional. You're our whore, you're and we're going to put you in everything.
You're going to be a professional Spider-Man for this many years.
That's I'm saying that's bad.
How good is that for his career, too?
It's good for
amazing.
His career. He'll be good, but
or
if you can't
bad
go
for
out
his career.
For other movies, say he does phenomenal. He's stuck at Spider-Man. They're like, all right, we're going to do the Spider-Man this year. We're not going to do another Spider-Man for 5 more years.
Yeah,
out of a job for 5 more years.
But okay, if you're getting paid, though, it's like, man,
you
have money.
But
okay,
you don't
but
know
if
when
you're
going
an
to
actor
Spider-Man.
And you want to be an actor.
Don't find an artist.
You
guy.
Don't want to be a typecast. No, I don't think anybody really wants
the
to be
the only way that would work is if Marvel had him kind of on retainer. So even though he's not making a movie, he's still getting paid.
Like, who's watching Harry Potter's movies?
That guy?
Radcliffe. I'm talking about Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
his next one. What does he have? Horns?
I actually heard that movie was really good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's probably, it's probably but
no
we want to see Harry.
Yeah.
We want to see Quidditch.
It's true,
because
when that movie Woman in Black came out,
boom.
I was like, I don't want to see Harry Potter fight a witch.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly.
I already saw that.
But Spider-Man
did that
is
for
such
8 years.
A huge character for Marvel. The reason I would want that is because my selfish reasons. I don't care about his career. I want it because Spider-Man spans the big Avengers. Then he goes as low as the Luke Cages and Iron Fists.
All right, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, why am I not in that movie?
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
With Spider-Man?
With Spider-Man. It's
terrible.
But that's why.
Yeah, like, no, it's true. Yeah,
if they get a big-time actor, he's not going to go do a Netflix season.
I can understand if they sign him and say, hey, you are Spider-Man from now on, but don't stop him from getting other jobs. I mean, like,
I would do it.
Let him be, because anybody would, like, if they came to any of us and said, hey, well, you're gonna be the face of Spider-Man, this is you, but you know, get a job,
you have to quit the video game bang
in a heartbeat.
I guess,
see you guys later.
I wouldn't even listen to the conditions.
Spider swing up.
You're gonna be done. Finish it. Spider pig. Damn.
Oink.
Yeah.
Peter Porker.
I'm sorry, how many zeros are behind version? That comma? Yeah, I'll do it.
At one point, I did want to see Jaden Smith.
Oh, God.
Miles Morales.
No.
This was before
he went insane.
I watched him acting insane. And him going insane. Yes.
Yeah, once you watch After Earth, you're like, please don't act.
Ever.
Okay.
He was fine in Karate Kid.
Yeah that was when he was still younger and then not.
That's
insane.
Why I was like, I could see him growing into being like a
which would have been
not
fine.
Like a crazy good actor, but like just a decent actor enough to be in
I think ego probably screwed him up when he was young, and then, I don't know, something happened. He turned a
turned a corner. Your father is, you know, crazy rich, crazy successful.
Your mom is crazy rich.
Your mom is crazy rich.
Your sister, whoever they want, had a number one hit song.
Yeah, she did.
She's over there waving her hair back and forth.
All these cameras
broken
are on.
Time.
She has a broken
mind
neck.
You, all these cameras and everything are on you. You have an older brother, which no one knows his name.
His older brother?
Exactamundo. Exactamundo.
Maybe he can be Miles Morales.
Have you ever seen, if you ever feel worthless, just remember Will Smith has an older son that you don't know
You know
about.
Who can play a good Miles Morales? And it was like a strange transformation. Do you remember the kid that played Micah from Heroes?
What is he doing now?
Look him up. Just the physical transformation. I did not recognize him whatsoever. I don't know his name. I saw it on one of those stupid things at the bottom of every Nerd Reactor. You won't believe these 10 actors what they
and
look like
now. Now your phone's got a virus.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Moving on, while you guys look that up, sign up to test Gigantic on Xbox One.
Gigantic.
The Xbox One is getting a double dose of MOBA in the near future. Hi-Rez's Smite is currently in the testing phase, and now it seems that another known title will be getting to do the same. Motiga has posted an extremely brief survey on the Xbox One version of Gigantic, completing a three questions won't guarantee. Okay, completing the three questions won't guarantee you a spot in the test group, but this is a good way to get a leg up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be easy to sign up for.
Free to play?
But it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to get in, like, first thing, so don't expect that. And no, he can't play Spider-Man. That kid is weird looking.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. Let me see a picture you found there.
There's no way he could be Spider-Man.
No, no, look at him now.
Why? Where's those pictures? This dude looks totally 100% different. But this is like...
This also came up. I don't think that's him, though.
No, that's not him.
That's not him.
That is... That is a fat white
this girl. One, this is the one that came up with him being 19, it said, though.
Okay, but here's why he can't be Spider-Man.
Did he hit the gym or something?
Yeah.
He must have.
See, Spider-Man is supposed... They're going to make him geeky.
He's got to be scrawny, kind of.
If they're going to make him like this, then they might as well just keep the dude that's doing it now.
Good lord. Did the daughter from My Wife and Kids get crazy hot, too?
ESPN's...
Well, we're off topic.
Colin Cowherd. I know, right? ESPN's Colin Cowherd said that he would quit if forced to cover video games. On his radio show, The Herd Today, ESPN's Colin Cowherd ripped the network for allowing coverage of this weekend's Heroes of the Dorm tournament. During a rant that clocked in around 3 minutes, Cowherd expressed his disgust for the tournament's appearance on ESPN2 and repeatedly vowed that he would quit if ever forced to cover video games. "If I'm ever forced to cover video games, I will retire," Cowherd said today. On his show, over a bed of theme Tetris. The radio host also took the opportunity to throw some insults the way of the participants, the announcers, and those who would enjoy ESPN2's coverage, including the soundboard clip of Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds yelling, "Nerds!" I did not hear that clip. I did not watch it. And I think this guy is overreacting a little bit.
Just a smidge. I mean, it's his choice.
How old is this guy? Did we look that up? Let's look up this guy.
But nonetheless, this is the mentality that these sports people have when it comes to esports, trying to break into that world. And you wrote an article on it, right?
Yeah.
And you saw how people reacted to, to being on ESPN.
Not only did they react to my article.
And how they reacted to your article.
Yeah.
Did people react to your article?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Hey, you know what? Well, you got a glimpse, though, David, of the both worlds type of thing.
Yeah.
So you researched how one world will react to another world, and then you got a glimpse of how that other world just reacts to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So,
well, I had it was a mix, actually. I had some people that were like saying, "Well, those sports douches, like, they need to get over it or stop, you know, just don't watch it. Don't make a big deal about it." Had others that were agreeing with the people that were complaining about it, saying, "Well, yeah, that has no place on ESPN. Doesn't need to be there." It was like a wide range.
And the reason why I already knew when Heroes of the Dorm was going to be on, I knew it was going to be, you know, it's a good thing, I think, for gaming in a way, kind of. But I knew it wasn't going to be received well because I'm a hardcore soccer fan. I really love soccer. When I was going to try to watch a soccer game on one channel and they replaced it for NASCAR and they did the little ticketer on the bottom, "Oh, your soccer game is on channel so-and-so," I was pissed off. So I don't watch freaking NASCAR right now. What's wrong with you?
The making a left
turn. So I know when it probably had to trump or go over somebody's sport. Tennis match or something, so somebody wanted to tune in and watch what they wanted to watch, and then boom, Heroes of the Dorm is on.
Here's the thing, though.
Pissed.
I don't quote me on this because I could be wrong, but I don't imagine that ESPN would cancel a sport like that and move it for this. I think that at the worst,
a championship,
maybe,
no, a playoff, no. But if I pay a certain amount of money to you to play my thing, you're gonna jam it in there somewhere.
I think at the most they would have canceled or moved a rerun.
And that's probably like SportsCenter, because that loops over and over.
Exactly. It's the same shit. And so it's like, just go online and watch it, or, you know, wait an hour and it will be back on.
It's not a bad thing, but if you listen to episodes of old for Video Game Bang, I say we definitely need our own ESPN
network
for
ESPN. And for that's games? Why I said in the article, too, is we need something of our own, because even if it is on ESPN, ESPN2, whatever ESPN you want to say, Ocho.
Uh-huh.
It's not the clientele that's going to watch it. Yeah, I mean, it's not the audience. You got that from, you know, people bitching about it.
It's like you're trying to put freaking wrestling on the O Network.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, watch that.
If Oprah hosts a wrestling match. Yeah,
like, he's going to get suplexed. Yeah,
that's exactly. So I don't.
You're going to get KO'd. You're going to get KO'd.
I don't understand why they thought that was going to be. I understand what they were trying to do.
No, and that, I can appreciate the sentiment of the action of doing it, but I just don't. I don't think that.
Yeah,
that's
the future. G4 had the chance and the perfect platform to do something like that,
but then they decided to show cheaters instead.
And then they threw it all out of the window.
Let's see. One of the things he said is somebody locked the basement door at mom's house and don't let them out. He said, "I tagged out a Harry Potter. I tolerated Donkey Kong. I'll tell you what, that was the equivalent of there. Of me putting a gun in my mouth and having to listen to that unbelievable." You know what the funny thing is? Listen to how intense they are. Those guys are totally into it. The tournament, which saw college students competing for tuition prizes in Blizzard's Heroes of the Storm, was the first video game tournament to be broadcast live on a major network.
First of all, they're playing for school. There's your motivation right there. So for you to hate on these kids trying to get a scholarship, you're a dick. So
there wasn't enough touching in it.
Yeah,
just reacting the way he did, regardless of whether they were getting a scholarship.
You're not being a dick. What are they called? Sportscaster or
talking head?
I don't know.
Whatever it's called, the sports reporter.
I kind of envision.
Just go with the story. Yeah. Just do it, man. What do you?
I envision kind of like. Did you guys see The Ladies Man?
With Leon Phelps.
Did you? And at the very end, Will Ferrell leathers himself up in all that grease to Greco-Roman wrestle him.
Yeah.
Seems like that's this type of guy's, like, attitude. It needs to be more physical. It's just too nerdy. We need to do what men do. These games are for children. And I think that's the mentality that we're going to have to compete with. I don't know why it was on ESPN to begin with.
How old's the guy? Did you find out how old he was?
He looks pretty old.
He's probably looking him up right now.
He's probably just
I know this dude. Okay.
Wait, who is he? Who is he?
He's the guy. Like, I saw the name and I saw the picture and he did look familiar, but he's on actually a sports show that I watch. And at first I was thinking, what if he's on a show called Sports Nation. I watched that
one.
Oh,
okay. I've heard of that.
And it's the one with him and the blonde chick, and they kind of go over the highlights of sports real quick, goofy stuff that goes on. They play little games, and yeah, it's actually a pretty good show.
So he can play games and we can't?
Yeah, he can play games on his show.
So this is what I thought at first when I saw it. I thought maybe he's one of those guys that's like, I research sports hardcore, you know, and this could be the case. Why would I want something like this that's not a sport to come in and take up time, and they want me to now pick up this when there is, you know, 100 years of history of sports, you know, documented in this country for all different sports, you know, right. It goes for basketball, football, you know, it's got a history that's longer than 20 years.
This happens with a lot of things that are different. It feels like those sportscasters in a lot of cases are like the most old school people. Like, even when a new sport like MMA is coming around, to this day there's journalists that refuse to cover it. They think it's barbaric and human cockfighting, and just they say all these things. They don't know a damn thing about the sport. They just know it's not what they used to. It makes them dumb, and they don't know how to cover it, so it kind of hurts their career. They either have to learn about it or try and avoid it. And when things get, you know, this guy thinks if they forced me to cover video games, as if he couldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and that's what scares him.
No one's gonna come over and say, hey, we need you to start covering League of Legends.
Yeah, no one. If he thinks that, he's a pompous idiot.
Yeah, And I say, fine, if that happens, then retire. Like, who, I mean, to me, at least.
Maybe you're too old.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time. You're a dinosaur. You're going to lose out. So, moving on to Bang Bites. Yeah, we got to get a theme song for that, too.
I almost said Banging Around the Web.
Yeah, no, Banging Around the Web already has a theme song. Cinder lights up TJ Combo in a new Killer Instinct trailer. So Cinder lights up TJ Combo in a new Killer Instinct trailer.
You know who Cinder is?
Cinder is the fire one.
It's about time. I don't understand why they didn't have him from the beginning. You always have. It's like saying, oh, we're going to come out with this Mortal Kombat game.
And then three layers later, Scorpion.
Exactly. We're going to bring Scorpion out now. We only had Sub-Zero in there, but, you know, deal with it.
I didn't see this video.
I didn't get to see it either, actually.
I don't know. Ever since Steel Series, or who was in charge of it?
Double Helix.
Ever since Double Helix gave over the reins, I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
No, just messing around.
It's a fighting game. I mean, I don't really care for it.
I like to watch it. I've seen some really awesome. I know Roger Howard has sent us videos, and we've retweeted them, and I'll watch them. And it's fun to watch, but for me, I just can't get into it.
I mean, it's a cool game, but like, I can't get into, because I just suck at fighting games, so I can't get into it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I remember playing the game as a kid, and I think I played a little bit of this new one, but because it's free or whatever.
Yeah.
The one character.
And speaking of Roger Howard, he kind of was defending Mortal Kombat on Twitter to me.
I saw that.
And the thing that he has valid points, I'll give him all that, and he has a right to his opinion, but he prefaced the whole thing with, I was never a Mortal Kombat fan. All these Mortal Kombat sucked. I like this one. And that is where his logic is flawed. Okay, he likes this new one, probably because it's not like the Mortal Kombat that people like me and other Mortal Kombat fans for a long time loved.
But does that make it a bad game?
No.
So then...
No, but I'm just saying it was irrelevant. Like, his points were good, and the reason he likes the game, it probably is why the game is getting reviewed well, and I am so butthurt about it. It's because it's not the game I love. They took a skin of what I love, and they just turned it into, for me, what feels just like some generic fighter. Some slow, like, heavy-weighted character with none of the features that I come to expect from the title.
Well, that's two different things we're talking about now. Features from a game... Like, if they took Jump out of Mario. Jump is in every
Mario. Every time.
Right? It's Jump is in every Mario. But if they made Mario into a...
First-person shooter.
First-person shooter. Then that's two different things. So, what's your argument with with Mortal Kombat, why you don't like it? Because they took out the features from previous ones, or it's just a whole new game?
Both. They took out a bunch of features that I loved from before. And... The story sucked.
Stories always sucking.
No, damn, whatever. The last one was good.
Watch that one, too.
And it was good.
It was. There's never been one fighting game.
And Deception. Go play Deception.
Not even Injustice.
Go play the Conquest mode in Deception. And we're working on... Jada has been busy with a new job and transitioning and stuff, so I've tried to get Jada on the show a lot, but she's dodging me, I think. I think she's ducking this conversation because she knows it's coming. So I'll save it for that, Aaron. I see where you're going, but we'll save it.
I didn't want to really go into in-depth because, let's save for that. So that
next story, Dragon Ball Z returning to TV this summer with a new series in Japan.
Nobody cares.
I didn't get to read deeply into this one, but if it's not Akira Toriyama behind it, I don't care about it.
I think it is.
If it is,
they said with the original writer,
I think.
I don't think
good.
They can compete.
That and I saw another article saying how is it going to stay up with what's out now?
How can you evolve that series?
You can't.
You don't. You just make it stronger, basically. The characters.
The planet's going to be destroyed in episode one.
It's going to be the same.
Because Goku farts.
Exactly.
And then there's all the same exact thing.
Let's see. The Bat Family takes the spotlight against... the Bat Family takes the spotlight in the latest Batman Arkham Knight trailer. So this is basically the stuff where it's not just going to be Batman, right? You have companions.
You better be co-op.
Companions.
Companions. Getting the TARDIS.
What are we? So they
what
show...
Is sidekicks the proper term?
Yes.
Okay.
So they show Nightwing and one of the Robins.
Damon.
If it's Damon, that's the stupidest
it's
looking.
Damon Wayne.
Because the Robin is like bald. He's like a skinhead looking guy.
The who?
The Robin that they have.
He was bald in the last one.
Was he? He had a hood on. I never saw him without the hood, so I didn't know he was bald.
Mm. It's under the red hood.
That's so stupid. I don't like that look for Robin.
It'll be interesting. So that means it's going to be multiplayer, right?
If they see, it looks like there's like co-op takedowns, but they haven't said it's confirmed for co-op.
It needs to be
a Batman and Robin duo confirm type of thing. Yeah.
Marvel's Fantastic Four comics come to an end.
Yeah,
we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
That way, hopefully, Fox will give up and just give it back, which they probably won't.
They're stubborn.
Kingsman sequel reportedly in development.
I haven't seen part one, but the trailer looked awesome.
Yeah, it did.
I heard it did pretty good.
And the clothing is stupid expensive. They have a Kingsman line of like
with
suits.
Men's Warehouse or something?
So stupid. No. It's like it's an exclusive. Like, it's at stupid clothes. Expensive.
Zoolander 2 adds Justin Bieber to the cast.
Okay.
I heard a lot of people saying that he was going to ruin it, but I think this is one of the only
cases. It's probably
going to
Billy Zane thing. Like, we got Billy Zane like, in the background, like, shut up, Billy. Yeah. And that's it's shut up, Bieber. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. So people need to stop freaking out.
Yeah. I think it'll work out. Robot Chicken and DC Comics partner for a third special.
It's going to be awesome. All right. They always do pretty funny things.
I don't know why.
What did you say?
I forgot. DC Robot Chicken.
Robot
making,
Chicken.
Do they make new episodes regularly or just do specials?
The hell if I know. I think they just do specials.
Yeah.
I think they,
in my opinion,
they have their own show.
WWE 2K15 supports modding on the PC. All right. So it looks like we're going to get Andre the Giant. We're going to get...
Why wouldn't you get that in the first place? Come on.
They like to pick and choose their characters. Five Nights at Freddy's 4 is happening on Halloween. Okay. And then 5 will come out after that. Even though they say 4 is going to be the last
final
one.
Chapter.
I don't believe it.
It's called Whatever Final Chapter.
It's called Final
There was
Chapter.
Final Destination, and there was like 5 of those.
Yeah.
That's true. Final Fantasy, and there was like 15 of those.
Five Nights at Freddy's, it's a cash cow. They're not going to stop. Valve removes option to sell paid Skyrim mods.
Yep. Remember we did the story that they were going to have paid mods? Now they've taken it back.
Right. Trick.
Yeah.
It's been a good show, guys. I appreciate you guys. If you guys aren't Patreoning, Patreon, and we can get you shout out on the next show for Aaron Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and David Ivory Webb. We will catch you next week.
Is that because he's pasty?
Yep.
Let me bang, man.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.